Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Roselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cline. The throw from Roselli and he is safe. Cline steals second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox throws to second for 1, and Aparicio throws to first, and Cunningham drops the ball. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luplow moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to second for the out. Luplow scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Roselli and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Ramos catches it and throws to second to double up Cunningham. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klein. The throw from Roselli, and Aparicio drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Dean Stone now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball towards left. Maxwell catches it and throws to second to double up Luplow, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Klein tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing left field. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Maxwell scores. 1 out. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0-for-1 in the game. Roselli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dillard, who is chasing the ball. Roselli reaches third base with a triple. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Dean Stone. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Romano. The throw from Roselli and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Held reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Roselli to Smith. The throw back to home, and Held is out at the plate. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle is walked intentionally. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramos hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smith is walked intentionally. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein, who is chasing the ball. Carrion reaches third base with a triple. Cunningham scores. Robinson scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.